discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. Welcome to the show. And if you're new to us, we give a special welcome out to you. We've been having a lot of new people the last several weeks, and it's just wonderful to see. Anyway, I hope your week has started off well. And one good thing is we just came out of the Mercury retrograde. We're still on the Mars. We just had a really unusual full moon. So if life's been real crazy on your end, well, that's what's going on. But we should see a little bit of a let up. I'm not an astrologer, but I do keep track of these celestial events because it's sort of like, tell us what's going on. You know, when things are happening, you can see that there are universal forces at work there. So these, it'll take a couple more days to kind of get out of the retro and the stationary and just go direct with Mars. So things should lighten up. They should probably already be lighter, but they'll continue to be lighter as the week goes on. But unfortunately, or fortunately, however way you want to look at it, we do have Mars for a few more weeks. And so that's, giving us some challenges as well. Anyway, I want to give the call-in number for a wonderful guest tonight. We have one of our favorites back again, and we'll give her an intro in just a little bit. But the number to call in is 347-945-6930, and we have the chat room open, and hello, chat room, and come on in, because we're taking from the chat room for readings as well as from the switchboard, and of course, your other options are listening through the computer. And if you're not hearing this live, then you've got the archive. You're listening later. And I do urge everyone to download the archive sometime after the show. I'm not quite sure. It used to be that it was available when I would download it, you know, within about 5 minutes. I'm not sure if it's just taking a little longer these days, but your best bet's to probably just come in the next day and pick it up or, you know, an hour or two later just to make sure. But it's a good thing to have the archive because if you're getting a reading, then this is a chance for you to, you know, get more of, when you're on the air, especially when you're trying to pull it all in, and if you're not taking notes or notes are not great, then you miss things. And so it's a good thing to hear it again and again. It's like, wow, I didn't hear that the first time or the second time. And the other good thing about it is that you can get a lot from other people's readings. We do see a lot of synchronicity, you know, with the people that call up any given show. And I'm always interested to see, you know, what's the commonality. Sometimes it's more people from a certain state will call, or there'll be the same sort of question, people having the same sort of issue. And so you can all, you know, get a lot from other readings and everything. So, okay, well, I want to bring her on because we end up usually using every bit of time that we need for our guests, especially the ones that do the readings. So if you want one, put your hand up and I write you down on the list in order as you come in. So anyway, let's all welcome back color expert Diantha Harris. And she is known as the Color Lady by people who know her, and she's worked with color as a psychological tool since she first discovered its abilities in 1985. It's so funny because that's the year I went professional with my color work, or actually maybe 84, but it's so unusual for me to find anyone back in the day who was doing this. And so definitely she's a sister in arms for that, for the color. She has a life. She is a lifelong lover of color, and she's devoted most of her professional career to teaching others the miracle color has for healing and transformation. And she published her second volume on color, which includes 25 professional contributors, including myself. And it's being sold only through Diantha's website or through the other contributors to the book. And to find her, go to the online website of www.lifepotentials, that's one word, lifepotentials.net. And it has all of her products, services, free meditations, and tons of information on color. It's a really great site. And so I do have her book in front of me here, and I just, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm so pleased to be featured in it because it is classy, and from everything from the cover to all the gorgeous color pictures on color throughout the book. I think there's over 100 or something like that. I may be wrong on it, but there's quite a few. And a lot of us color people are featured in here with articles that we contributed to the book. So anyway, without further ado, please give a warm welcome to Diantha Harris. Hi, Diantha. Good to have you back.
Hi, Alejandra. It's so great to be back. I love coming on your show.
Well, we love having you. So anyway, so tell us what's new in your neck of the woods, or you know, anything new with your classes or anything else that you might be doing.
Well, let's see. I've put my color class online so that people can take that in their own time. We were always finding it hard for everybody to meet every week. So I decided, oh, this is just crazy. So anyway, I've put that online, and I'm working on getting my other big class, The Gift of Grace. That'll be online soon. And let's see. Oh, and the other thing is I've been working with some of the contributors for the book, and we've done some Skype interviews that have become mm-hmm. videos. We've uploaded them to YouTube, and Alejandra was my guest, and she has a great interview. It can be seen on my website. Again, it's lifepotentials.net, and if you go to the tab that says free resources and scroll down to videos, Alejandra's interview is right there. And I don't know if you have
great.
I am
remiss in getting it online. I am just so behind on getting this YouTube set up, but it's getting there very shortly. I will have it up online
totally,
as well.
Believe me. I totally relate. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's been a lot of fun. I think there are five, maybe six interviews up there now. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. Yep.
Well, it was great to do it with you. I know, you know, I think we were just planning to do a half an hour. Did it come out to be almost an hour, I think, of actual interview. So, I mean, it was just so quick. You know, there was just so much to talk about and everything. So,
well, you and I could talk about color a long time.
Well, you know, I really, you're right. And, you know, I just realized that, I don't know why, the year that you started didn't compute before. And I looked at it, my gosh, you started around the time I did, you know, with color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a long time ago.
A long time ago. And, you know, before really anything was out there about it. So, but I started learning from a man who was in California, and he came to Chicago, and he taught until he passed away. And then I had to wait for a while to find other teachers of color, but they did appear. in just the right timing. And, you know, I learned about color from so many different aspects from, you know, I was an interior designer at the time. I found this particular teacher, and he began teaching about the psychological effects of color on our clients. And, you know, like you, I was so excited to realize that something I love so much was so valuable and so effective and so powerful and yet so easy to use. So, you know, and then I got into more of the spirituality of it and the maybe esoteric aspects of color. So, you know, I've studied it from feng shui and interior design and Denise Lynn's work. I worked with her for a while. I studied it. I've studied color from Leatrice Eisman, who is the director of the Pantone Institute. If anybody knows about Pantone, they set all the color standards for industry. So, you know, I've studied with a lot of people, and, you know, you could always learn more even from, you know, a person in the paint store. I mean, I can learn from everybody I talk to color about. It's really fun.
That is my favorite part of the store. If I go to Home Depot or someplace like that, is to go back and look at the swatches, because it's like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I know.
Look at all these shades of this or that. Yeah.
I could really collect those little paint chips. I mean, they're just, I love those.
Do you know what I saw recently? Somebody was redoing a room on DUI Network or something like that, and had this little commercial. It was so quick that I had to, like, back it up and look at it again. But they made out of the swatches, they made a calendar where you could write on it. So they had they set it all up in different colors for days of the week. So Saturday was always a color, a certain color. Friday is a certain color, whatever. And then they'd lay it out on a calendar sized, whichever size you want, you know, like rectangle, okay? And then they put a thing over it so you could do like a, not a whiteboard, but a clear thing that can wipe off. So when you write on the days of the week and you erase it for the following month and that kind of thing, you put the month in.
What a great idea.
I know, it was for a kid's room. Well, kid meaning a young teenager, and I thought, I want one of those. But that was done with those color swatches from the paint store. I know. And they were saying
that
this is a way that, you know, what you can do. I know. Makes me want to run down there and our calendars are too boring to not have that. But so that was pretty, I don't know if it's hard to explain it, but obviously you have to put a clear thing over it. I don't know what they're called, clear plastic or whatever, over it.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
you can write with a felt pen and then erase it off. You know, because once you write on the actual, you know, paint swatches, that's it. You know, you have to throw it out.
Yeah.
You want to reuse your calendar every month. Yeah.
Right.
So it's something that's great, and you put it in a frame and just put it on your wall. It's really cool.
I love that idea.
yeah. It's so funny. I should. I'm glad that you know other people may have seen that commercial. I love the, you know, those DIY and HGTV. Stations anyway, because it's so much about color besides the renovations, you know, because it's all about, you know, bringing forth certain colors into the environment, you know, when they're painting and adding new staging, you know, or new furniture and that kind of thing. And it's all about color.
Yeah.
Can't not be. Yeah, and feng shui as well.
Right,
we're going to get the phone number out again for everyone. It's 347-945-6930. We do have people who have been waiting patiently on here, and chat room, no questions there yet. Hey, guys, ask a question. Sometimes I get shy. But how you work now is, for new people, I better do the drill again. You want to open up the line. I will mention your area code. Sometimes we have, you know, more than one in the same area code. However, you will hear your line, it'll say unmute, you know, so they'll hear that. So, they'll know they're coming on. So I'll say the area code, then I'll ask for your first name and where you're from. And then usually every reader is different. With you, I don't know if you wanted a question or just see what comes. I would say generally with everyone, you tend to like just seeing what shows up, right? And then, because usually it's what they want to know anyway.
Right, right.
Or you're all right with a question.
Either works.
Either one.
Either works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll let people just decide. And you're using your color, you have color cards, right?
Simply Color cards, and then I also use the Messages of Truth cards. I like
yeah,
using
well,
both.
Whatever you use, it's great.
Yeah.
They're really great.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I should pick up your cards. I feel like I'm missing something from my deck of cards, something specifically with color. You know, it's weird. I've had, I started some that have been on the back burner for 7 or 8 years. I haven't been able to get to them. But at some point, I'm going to put cards out as well.
Ooh,
so I'm putting it out there. That'll force me to make sure it gets on the list of things to do.
Yeah.
This year's editing, though. A lot of books to get out and edit. But at some point, I want to get the cards out. I think that would be particularly fun to do. Yeah.
Well,
so,
I did my cards a few years ago when I developed the sprays, because people said, "How do I know what spray to use?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'll develop a set of cards, and you can choose a card every day, and you know, it'll be the color you'll need." So that's how those started. You know, it's kind of funny because my first book started because I was teaching color and I couldn't find a book that I could recommend to my students that wasn't really just so dry and boring about color, or, you know, too. So anyway, I thought, well, what the heck, I'll just write my own book. So that's what I did, and that's how the first book appeared, and then the sprays came, and then the color cards came to help people select the sprays. It's just, or you know, how to work with color, you know, because you don't have to have the sprays if you have the cards.
One of your sprays, and I got to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. I know I mentioned it last time. I hope you had a run on them once I said something on the radio. But if you didn't get a run on them, please get her rainbow one, for Simply Color rainbow one. Oh, I love this thing. In fact, it's the only one I keep right next to the computer here, and I'm going right now. I'm doing spritz, 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 because I didn't have a chance to do it before I got on.
That's so cool.
Oh, it's heavenly. It's just going all over my aura, and I'm just like, blissed out.
They are
fun. It is
fun.
Really
wonderful. Yeah.
I'm running low, too. I don't have much left. Time to get some more. But anyway,
okay.
It's fabulous. Everybody get it. And she has other things too. If you're not into the rainbow one and you want some, you know, a specific one, you know, she has a whole line. And so anyway, I think we should probably start, because we don't have just a little over an hour now, and we got people piled up ready. So
okay.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All set? All right.
I'm
fired up, ready to go. 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Well, I know Laura is becoming a regular. She's not new, but please let me know, guys, if you're new, because I just get excited when we get new people on, and I'm just as excited to have our regulars as well. So, but it's great when people discover that we're here. Okay, Laura, so do you have a question for Diantha, or do you want to see what she gets?
I just want to see what she gets.
Okay.
All right. Well, the color card I got for you is Turquoise Challenged. It says, Turquoise Challenged has shown up today to remind you that one can feel anxious, nervous, isolated, or blocked creatively when turquoise is not balanced. Since turquoise relates to the thymus gland, and thus to the immune system, you could also be experiencing a challenging period of illness or poor health. Turquoise out of balance can also indicate one has taken on too much responsibility or feels that they have. To counteract an imbalance of turquoise, use its opposite color, which is coral, to bring more balance in. Eat peaches, place a piece of coral or golden healer quartz on your desktop, dress in coral, wear coral jewelry, eat shrimp, crab, and lobster, or watch a video about coral and sea creatures. Stones are coral or rutilated quartz. Oils are caraway or cardamom, and the affirmation is, I am healthy, balanced, calm, and creative. So I don't know if any of that resonated for you, but let's just ask, does that resonate for you at all, any of those?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Oh,
excellent. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And here's your other card, which is called Lighthearted. Today I give my burdens over to God so I can awaken my lighthearted nature. When I stop feeling responsible for everything and everyone, I allow my heart to open, expand, and renew. I'm willing to surrender as I see the grace and perfection with which my life is unfolded. As I remember this truth, I can relax, allow, and promise myself I will no longer take myself or life so seriously. As I unburden, I am free to roam about the planet, enjoying the amazing blessing of being alive. What I love about this card, Laura, is in the color turquoise, which we picked for you, we often relate that to dolphin energy. And this card has two dolphins on it on the front of the card. And it also has all the colors of the rainbow that are in this design that makes them very mobile and very, it's like they're moving in almost like a river of energy. And then the two dolphins are on top of this rainbow of energy. And then inside is a sacred geometric drawing. And so to me, it's like you've got so much going on here, and you're incorporating all the colors of the rainbow to, I would say, move or remove any blockages that you have or anything that's holding you back, and that these dolphins are here to remind you to play and to work in partnership with other people who are there for your highest good. So, I don't know, this seems to be a very important time for you to be maybe shedding responsibility and, not responsibility, but shedding the burden of feeling responsible and lightening up. So that's how I'm interpreting that for you. But I love that
it's fine because turquoise is my favorite color, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I feel responsible for, I'm always taking on responsibility and helping people. And,
mm-hmm.
and it gets, and it's worrisome because I worry all the time. So I worry about other people.
Yes, it can be a real burden, you know.
Yeah, it really is actually. I step in and I'm always trying to solve problems for everybody, and yeah, I do that a lot.
Yes, well, you know, I think the card and the color is trying to tell you that, you know, it's time to do some things for you and enjoy life, because that's part of why you're here. So, you know, to try to release some of that burden over feeling responsible for having to solve everybody's issues. Here's something that just came to me, and that is, you know, when the butterflies are emerging from their chrysalis and they really struggle to get out. But and
yeah.
if we help them, they die. So if you can think about other people's struggles as not your struggles, but for you to be there to witness for them, to listen to them, but not to solve. So that might help a little bit.
Yeah, but then I worry that if they don't solve it on their own, then they'll suffer, and it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When I know that I could step in and fix it. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
I do. I really do.
You know, it's wonderful that you are that compassionate person and that you care about others, but, you know, it's not your job to solve other people's problems. You know, your job is to really be a sort of a midwife and help them through, but not to solve
them. I think about that, and I know that I'm not doing them any favors.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can't sit back and watch them fail, and it's so hard. I know that I need to let them do it on their own, but like I have a friend that, for instance, that she needs so much financial help and aid, and she just doesn't seem to have the drive or motivation, and it's kind of painful to watch, so I usually have to step in and help out in some way. But I would like to see her be more self-sufficient and motivated. And I tell myself I gotta let her just, you know, fail. But I, you know, she's got so many health issues and all this.
I know. Some people seem to have more than their share.
Yeah, and then when so how are you supposed to not step in, you know, and help?
Well, you know, that's true, but I think it's trying to follow a really fine line between helping and saving, because we don't want to keep saving somebody from failing, because sometimes they need to fail. Sometimes they need to scrape that bottom before they can come back up.
Yeah, see? So in this situation, I told myself I was going to let her fail and see if that was going to be enough to get her motivated. And it backfired. She went way downhill. She lost everything. So then...
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, when I back off, see, I'm so stressed over it. And I'm having all kinds of aches and pains myself because of all the stress and worry.
Oh, my goodness.
She's in another state, and it's not even just her. It's a whole bunch of other things and other family members that I'm trying to help out. And, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Maybe
Laura,
this is Allie Hunter here.
Yeah, hi, this is Allie. You know, listening to this, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it sounds like me, because I've had similar, it's funny because I have a lot of turquoise energy in my aura, too, and it's always coming out a lot with the purple. So I'm a turquoise person, too. But I've had the same things, and being a healer by profession, you know how to fix things a lot of times. It's just that it's really tough to know when to intervene and not intervene and allow, just witness and allow them to go through what they're going through, because they've taken that on for, you know, oftentimes severe learning lessons. And it's, you know, I know when I would start with new healers, I would say, you know, you can reach out a hand to someone, but don't get in the pit with them, because and also try not to involve yourself in the karmic wheel. And that was with general people for healing. It's really a different thing when you're talking about close friends and family. It's easier to do this, you know, with the masses or other people, but not so easy with family members. And, you know, the thing is, it will end up backfiring, believe me, it has on me. It will backfire on you if you try to take on too much energetically. For example, for me, it, you know, may not be financial support, but it's almost always energetic support on my side. And, you know, knowing when to just, you know, let it go and be there as a support in a, you know, talking to them and, you know, loving them and that kind of thing, and knowing when to, you know, not intervene when they need to go through these very severe lessons. It's a tough one. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, OMG, man, that sounds like
you know,
and it's kind of flared up recently where, you know, I thought I was doing pretty good, but people, there are other light workers and their family and stuff, but they, I've learned that I really need to back off, and they're actually in a way wanting me to back off so they can do this. And so that's good, but it's, you know, it's a painful lesson too for us, because we're just like trying to help, you know? And
yeah.
So I don't know if that helps at all, but I would, you know, and you obviously are a healer, so see if
yeah.
you can just, you know, pull back and tell them you're there, but that, you know, this is their thing they've picked. You know, they have a lot riding on some of these lessons that have come in, and if we help too much and they don't get it, and that can
yep.
make them very
yeah.
angry too. So they
but then when you pull back
learn it.
And you see them fail even further and go through even more catastrophes because you did pull back from helping out, then
but
they
selected it.
I
mean, they
watch.
Really did. They really did bring that in for learning lessons. So if we interfere too much, then they'll get the learning lesson. They'll have to come back and do it again.
But then
which
maybe
they
we're
might
here,
have been able to fix it this lifetime, you know.
But maybe we're in their life to help them. Is that right?
Well, it's knowing when to step in. So, I mean, when it comes to advice and maybe minimal energy support, but if they keep creating the same things, you just have to sort of step back and allow them to, you know, finish their creation, and they will learn. They will learn. It's sort of like, you know, I guess with children, when you're raising, you know, baby, you know, there's baby steps with kids, and, you know, knowing
yeah.
that sometimes they just need to fall, you know, and pick themselves back up again. That kind of thing. It's a tricky situation.
Right.
I don't claim to, you know, have all the answers for it, having gone through it myself. But I don't know. What do you think, Diantha, from our little conversation here? Maybe
yeah.
Well,
I think it's important for us to be available to people, but not to solve their problems, because then we take away their power by doing that. And
yeah, it definitely disempowers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I step back, and then it gets to be so bad that then I step in at the last minute. I let them fall, and hoping that they're going to stop the momentum and do something about it, and then I can't watch anymore, and then I step in.
Think of
and
it as, here, I just got an idea.
That.
Think of someone who's addicted to drugs or something. You know, I mean, they're not, but it's not dissimilar in some ways. When, you know, they have, you know, groups for, you know, for family members, so they can deal with the family member that does it. And they try, they give money towards it, and they're there, and they're clean. But the person has got to do the work for themselves, which is to get clean
yeah.
from drugs, right? So
right.
sometimes they just go down into a very deep, dark place until they get it. We don't want to enable either. It's a, you know, it's a fine line, but it's almost like when you deal with someone with an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Do you get
even
aches
though it's not
and
technically
when
one.
You're doing this? Because I've been getting aches and pains lately.
Well, you're taking on, I'm sure, some of the stuff. You know, like
mm-hmm.
you're trying to energetically help them, and so you're taking on their things that are causing pains in your body.
Right.
So, yeah, another
right.
reason
and
not to.
Yes, and as the card said, you know, when you are turquoise challenged, your immune system gets compromised. When
yep.
you're using
yep.
too much turquoise, which is what you're doing,
yeah,
it can be, you know, can be devastating for you.
Well, I'm going to wear a turquoise.
Oh, well, I don't know much better what
tomorrow.
I can say.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, this is something we could talk about for a couple of hours, and we do need
yes,
to get to
could.
Everyone else. But I wanted to take the time mm-hmm. because I think other people out there, I mean, my goodness, I'm one of, you know, I'm the host of the show, and I'm going, yeah, I relate. You know, so if we
yeah.
feel it, other people are doing it. Okay. And this
That's
is why
right.
this is why to get the archive, everyone, because if you're finding yourselves having some people in your life where you're overly energetically supporting them, and that means money too. Energy is money. Money's energy. So for me, it's generally in a healing energy way. For other people, it's money.
Right.
You know, or some other support. So it's all the same thing. It's that kind of thing. So well,
yeah,
dear, good
it's
luck on that,
true.
and we'll have to let you go.
Much.
But do listen to
well,
this again
luck,
and see,
Laura.
You know.
Thank
yeah,
you. I will.
Yeah. Do you want to stay on
you.
And listen to the rest of the show?
I sure would. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good week, and you take care.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
All right. Let's go to... I know. Oh, I feel for her. I know exactly what she's going through. 310,
yeah.
You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My name is Susan, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, Susan. You're Southern California. She's a regular, too. Do you have a question, do you want us to see what comes?
I have been having some interesting encounters with guys that I find very interesting, but then it doesn't seem to go anywhere. So I'm wondering if there's something that I need to be doing sort of energetically or color-wise to help me attract or at least get it to go a little bit further.
All right, let's see. Okay, well, I got indigo challenged. In its unbalanced state, indigo relates to severe feelings of depression or isolation. If indigo has come to you today, it may be telling you it is time to find more connection to others and overcome those challenging aspects. Or perhaps you're having trouble tuning into your intuition or finding time for meditation and reflection or communicating with your guides. Use its opposite, gold, to regain balance. Eat gold vegetables and fruits. Wear gold jewelry. Put a gold object on your bed or on your desk at work. Stones are owhyhee, blue opal, or gold, and oils are cardamom or cumin. The affirmation is, I accept the treasures I hold within my being. Okay, now let's get the messages of truth card. Okay, two fell out. So let's see what we have here. Okay, the first one is called Jesus Nature. I awaken and remember that I am divine and have all the powers and qualities of Jesus within me. As I look to this miraculous example of what's possible in human form, I give myself over to my most loving, compassionate self and spread peace, love, and joy. I know at the deepest reaches of my being what Jesus knew, and I allow myself to live my life with greater awareness of this innate knowing. We are all connected, and we are all divine. And this one has all the colors of the rainbow. And it's a circle, but then it has all these triangles that are, one on top of the other in a spiral fashion. And it is, it's just like when I look at this, it's like eternity. And it's completion, this circle. And the triangle brings up the idea of Trinity and sacredness. This is, you seem to be in a period of really connecting with your inner sacred nature and all the possibilities that are available to you through that connection. The second card is called Infinite Nature. It says, I am powerful. The truth of my experience is I am source energy made manifest in physical form. My infinite nature means I have all I need within me now and the power to change, create, manifest, and bring in all that I desire. I live in harmony with my infinite nature, which will guide each moment. I am here to remember my power and allow it to serve me in my life. Oh my goodness, this one also has all the colors of the rainbow, and it's a close-up of a quilt pattern, and it's a star within a star within a star within a star within a star, and each star is a color, and it's, the center one is red, and then orange, yellow, green, blue, looks like violet, and magenta. So it goes right through the rainbow. And This is so interesting because there are a lot of angles in this one because of the star, as there are in the this one with the triangles. So you've got a lot of fire energy here from the aspect of feng shui, because the triangle and sharp angles like that are fire energy. So it seems to be like a period of connecting to your sacred nature and having the energy to create. This is a real creative group of cards here. And it's almost like you're a rocket ready to take off. Are you in the beginning of some kind of project that you're working on, or...
No, but, you know, I'm definitely 100% ready for some change and up for the challenge. You know, I really feel that I'm just very prepared, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Well, it looks like it. And it looks like you've got everything that you need to enter this next phase and complete it. So... you've got a lot of energy available. You've got a real connection to your higher self and to your guidance. And because all of these colors are available to you, you have all the gifts of those colors that are there waiting for you. So anytime you feel in this next phase that you might be missing something, go to the color that contains that particular thing that you're looking for. You know, let's just say it's groundedness. You know, that would be red, or connection to others, a relationship, that would be orange, or clarity would be yellow, heart energy would be green, you know, speaking up, any kind of verbal communication, that would be blue, and indigo would be the inner, going within, and purple is healing and transformation. So, you know, think about what the colors are and what they represent and what is it that you need, and then you can go to that color and bring it into your daily life for support as you move through this, because it's all there for you. It's right there.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I should say, I mean, this is very positive. Very positive.
Great.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear what's next for you.
Yeah, me too. That was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Susan, for tuning in. And do you want me to put you on mute so you can hear the rest of the show?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Keep us updated.
Thank you. I will. Many blessings.
All right.
Many blessings to you as well.
Yes, lots of blessings. Okay. All right. Well, this is in my neck of the woods here. 916. You must be in the Sacramento area. So, yay. That's where I'm broadcasting from. And what is your first name?
Hi. Nice to meet you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Yeah. We don't get too many from here, but it's we're getting more and more now. But anyway, Wendy, do you have a question for Diantha, or do you want to see just what comes?
Whoever feels they would have the best message for me, I have been applying for some very nice positions with Kaiser Permanente in their call center, TRICARE in their call center, and also Franklin Templeton in their call center. I actually had a telephone interview last Monday, and then I had another telephone interview on Friday, and I was pushed forward to testing today, and I was going to have a panel interview, but my testing took longer than expected, so the panel interview is tomorrow morning at 10. This is with the investment company call center. So does anybody feel like I'm going to be employed soon, and which company?
Well, when you say call center, are you a nurse?
No. For 15 years, I worked at a large vision insurance company near Rancho Cordova.
Oh, is that Best Buy? Okay, okay.
And oh. But I also have a couple years banking experience on the telephone. And this investment company in Rancho Cordova responded to my resume that I had downloaded online. And I had two telephone interviews last week. And then I was moved forward to the panel interview today, but that did not happen because the testing took longer than anticipated. And my panel, it's interesting because I was told that today was the last day for the panel interview, but then she actually said, well, we'll go ahead and interview tomorrow at 10. So I don't know what to think.
Oh, that sounds good to me. But go ahead, Diantha.
Okay. Well, the color card I got for you is white. And I'm just going to read these cards to you, and we'll see if something kind of shakes loose for you, okay?
Yeah.
It says, white is purity and cleanliness and innocence. It reflects all the colors and so is thought of as the color of light, the combining of all the rainbow hues. White may be telling you that you have a clean slate on which to write the next chapter of your life, or that you are being cleared, either physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Wear white, have a vase of white flowers in your living space, eat egg whites or popcorn. Stones are platinum or rutilated quartz, and oils are angelica or gardenia. The affirmation is, I clear all things holding me back and open to new gifts.
Okay, that sounds nice.
It does. The messages of truth is expansiveness. I welcome an expanded view of myself, my life, and others. I am willing to step into the truth that I am good enough for myself exactly as I've been created, and that is all I will ever need to be. As I empower myself with expansiveness, I feel myself grow beyond the confines of the program conditioned mind.
We have a little interference here. Okay, there it goes.
I am all listening.
Right. Okay.
There was some background noise that was coming up.
Okay. I feel myself grow beyond the confines of the program conditioned mind, and I connect to my source of love, my soul, and my spirit. I see life from the vantage point of the divine, angels, and guides, and I give thanks for this exquisite front row seat to witness my life unfolding. Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, what card was that? Is that still?
That was expansiveness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's something happening here in the it's like a new beginning, I would say, and that you are this, whatever happens, whatever job you get is going to help you expand on all different levels. So physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And that this new position is going to uplift you and take you to a whole other level. The colors on this card of expansiveness, it's predominantly green. And I always think of green as being about the heart. So I think your heart is also expanding, which is going to allow you to experience life in a whole different way, because when we're living from our hearts, things happen that don't happen when we're living from our heads. So which job would you say would fulfill your heart most at this point in your life?
Well, honestly, if the job that I'm going to interview for tomorrow involves referrals for sales, that's an awful lot of hard work, and I could probably do it. Probably I'm more suited for the insurance environment. But this company that I went to today is a top company. It would be an incredible honor to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very honest about my background. And mm-hmm. when I had my telephone interview on Friday, this upper management, very nice person, said, do you use Excel? And I answered completely honest. I said, I have not used Excel since college, and that was 17 years ago. I logically, taking emotion out of it, even though the testing took longer than some of the people today for me directly,
uh-huh.
I can't imagine that they would be bringing me back tomorrow if they were not truly interested.
Yes, I agree with
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I,
me too.
And mm. I wonder if possibly this delay in, you know, bringing you back tomorrow instead of finishing today, if that is allowing spirit, if you will, to put things in place so that this job is a possibility for you.
Okay.
I don't know. It just with these two cards, I would think that something new is going to happen, something brand new for you. So,
mm-hmm.
I wish I could find out what's going to happen because I'm very excited for you.
Well,
have her. You know, why don't you contact her at www.lifepotentials.net and, you know, tell her, hey, it's Wendy from Sacramento about the job. Put her out of her misery.
Yeah.
You have to know.
I would love to.
Okay.
I'm hoping that I end up with two offers.
I hope you do.
Well,
too.
That would be cool.
So you have choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always good. Yeah.
Actually, I'm pretty self-confident about the interview. It was the testing that I got kind of stressed out about, and the testing was so simple. It really was. But it's so important to me that I my stress got the best of me today, but I still passed all the tests, thank goodness. And regarding the panel interview, I'm pretty confident about that. I was wearing my best suit today, kind of like a banker's gray suit with a scarf. And I mentioned to to the lady that I had wanted to wear that suit. And she said, "Oh, you can wear it again. He doesn't know, but I don't know. I might wear a rose-colored suit. Do you have any feelings about that?"
Well, rose is a heart chakra color as well.
I would wear the rose-colored suit. I also would let them know how much you would like the job. I don't think that would hurt to say, you know, I really so want this job that, you know, I was so nervous yesterday for the testing, but I know I can do this job, and I would just love to have it. I think that people want to hear that because they want to hire people who are excited about working for them.
Yes, and, well, if the question comes up, I would mention a system issue on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've been studying their website and the components of the job. But you're right. I wasn't going to. I think you're right that I should say something like, "This is something that I would be so thrilled to get."
Uh-huh.
Be honest with you, though. I hope that there's no sales because that's pressure. If you need to
uh-huh.
make a certain quota of referrals.
Uh-huh.
But Kaiser hasn't contacted me yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just got out of that retrograde too, you know, and a lot of things slow down during those times, you know. So, plus I found generally with corporations or large, you know, large organizations that they seem to take so long to, when they're hiring. You know, it's like, I don't know why it should take so long, but they tend to be that way.
I think the reason why I got so stressed today, in all honesty, was my world turned upside down in October of last year. And I had asked my doctor about my ring finger on my right hand for years, for at least 5 years. And he said, oh, it's cosmetic. Finally, he referred me last October. And none of the doctors here in Sacramento would touch me. They said, no, you're going down to the Bay Area to see an oncologist, orthopedic surgeon. Three doctors said amputation, and I knew. Oh. I pictured me saving my finger, and I knew my parents in heaven were telling me, don't do it, you're going to save your finger. And so they did the first operation, and they did not even sew me up. And then 11 days later, they emailed me with congratulations saying, you do not have cancer. We're proceeding with the reconstruction. So the other piece of this story is I've been getting my range of motion back. And I'm proud of myself because I did not give up on me. And my finger looks different. But I'm so overwhelmingly joyous that I have my finger, and thankful. And
You stood by what you felt inside, and you know, having done nursing myself, I know how, and going through someone close to me that's got stage four and is going holistically because they've given up at Kaiser on what to do and. These sarcomas are not treatable by chemo and radiation, although now they suddenly want to do it, even though they kept saying. But the person's doing holistic and is feeling better than ever, and there's a lot of, that's another whole show. But, you know, staying true to yourself, staying, you know, knowing that you have the power often to reverse things. You know, that seem to be a certain way. And, you know, they're not infallible. In fact, often, you know, I was in the medical field. So I know, you know, you have to check with more than one expert and authority on things like that. So good for you. Good for you. You went with what you knew to be right on your finger.
Yeah, it was a chondroma bone lesion. And something that is going to be addressed is if this doctor had referred me 5 years ago, then my finger would look a lot different than it does today.
Mm-hmm.
And occupational therapy is very painful, but I'm very interested in it's right now. It's the knuckles, especially on the ring finger, that are kind of curving my finger. So it was a big deal for me to take an employment typing test today. At home, I did 54 words a minute with no errors. But when I was there, bless my heart, I did 38 words a minute with one error. But they're only looking for 30 words a minute.
Oh, good.
Well, there you go. All right. And they know about, I mean, if you mention your situation, you're still recovering. You know, I'm sure that, you know,
no, I
make
did
a
not
difference
mention
as well.
That
if
to
they
them.
Can.
I didn't think
okay. Well, if you need to, you've got that down, you know. Well, sweetie, just let us know what happens. We got some more on here getting impatient for their readings, and we only have about 25 minutes left of the show, but so I want to make sure I get them in. But keep us abreast, Wendy, and you can always contact Diantha because she's dying to know what happens.
Yeah,
so,
I am. So good luck, Wendy.
I mean, I know I'll hear from you again, but let Diantha know since she's just guesting today. So. Anyway, will you take care? Good. Best of luck tomorrow, okay?
Well, thank you. Bless you both. Thank you.
Yeah, bless you.
Oh, bless you too. Take care. I'll put you back on mute so you can hear the rest of the show if you'd like.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go. And where are they at here? 917, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anna. I'm calling from New York.
Did you say Anna?
Yeah.
Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi.
Anna, okay. Did you want to ask a question of Diantha or just see what she gets?
Yeah. Basically, for what do you see for love life for me?
Okay, let's see. We'll see what the cards have to say.
Yeah, or it's about a guy that I like. Whatever.
Okay. Okay. Orange. Orange is juicy, luscious, blissful, and creative. It is the color of community, connection, and creativity. You have chosen orange to assist you with your creative endeavors, to bring in deep joy, or to help create and support healthy relationships and strong boundaries. Orange is used to heal any situation involving shock or trauma, such as surgeries, illnesses, accidents, abuse, etc. So if you are healing from any of those issues, let the orange color assist you in that healing process. To bring orange in, eat oranges, wear orange socks, use neroli oil in your diffuser. Stones are fire opal or carnelian. Other oils are orange or carrot seed. The affirmation is I connect, I create, and I am joy. So orange is about relationships. So that's good.
Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Messages of Truth card is called Power. I am a powerful, infinite being. Today I allow myself to live my life from within as I deeply connect to my truth. I remember that the source of my power comes from my solar plexus. With each breath, I strengthen my connection to my innate wisdom, love, and strength, which are all sourced from within. This is my true power. I allow myself to be magnificent as I own my power. And the colors are orange, well, sort of an orangey red, and then yellow. It's a disc. The yellow is a disc, and inside that disc is another orangey yellow disc, and inside of that is a black disc. So it's like a bullseye, sort of. And what I'm picking up is that for your relationship, it's important for you to maintain good boundaries and to stay connected to your own power. In other words, not to collapse into any kind of a relationship, most especially a romantic relationship, so that you don't lose yourself in the relationship, so that the other person is in a mutually beneficial relationship rather than in a power struggle. So that is what I'm picking up with these two cards around relationship for you. Are you in a relationship now?
Well, I was seeing someone that I used to be with 3 years ago, and then it fell kind of apart. And I had to say, like, look, you have to take care of yourself or I can't do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's really hard because this person has been, you know, doing his habitual things for a long time, so it's kind of challenging for me but I have to let it go because I can't, it's not good for me to be involved with someone like this at all. It's just not healthy, but on the other hand, he's so sweet and so good and all these good qualities. And then he has that toxic thing going on, you know, daily and how he's treating himself. And that's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And he's not willing to take responsibility for you know, he's actions. It's just like he's still not there yet. So it could take a couple of years, and I mean, I don't know who I'm supposed to be with yet. So, I can't really, you know, I like him, but I just feel like I can't do it.
That's really a tough one, because you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's going to be your equal and not somebody that you're going to have to always be saving or struggling with in some way. So, oh, boy, it's a tough one.
Yeah, unless he, like, cleans his act up and decides he misses me, you know. I mean, I thought he changed in 3 years, but seems like the same thing's happening, and he feels really bad about it, and then he tried to apologize, and I don't want to apology. I just want to be with someone.
Right.
So hard. Yeah, so I was just wondering, like, what's going to happen here? Am I supposed to hang in there and wait for him? No. But I don't really see anybody else that I like right now.
Well, you know, that makes it hard, you know, when you have somebody who's a possibility. But if it's not, these cards are saying to you, you really need to be in a relationship with somebody who is equal.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to support you, you know, be good to you.
In all ways, and to themselves.
Themselves. So, you know, if he's not taking care of himself, he won't be able to really be in a relationship.
No, he's definitely not. I know that, and I can see it from my sober state of being.
I
just wish him the best, you know. I just wish, I wish he understood how important it is to take care of yourself, or you're just a lost soul.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and, you know, again, if he can't take care of himself, he'll never be able to take care of a relationship.
Not for a long term. No, he gets a lot of, like, anxiety being in a relationship even. It just creates all sorts of anxieties.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's very sad. Some people are just,
I know. It is so sad, Anna. Because I'm sure he's a good person.
He is. I think he's the best person that I have met so far, you know, from my line of meeting men and the ones that I liked. I think he's genuinely good. He has a good, loving soul. And that's just, and I care about him, so.
Can I pop up a little bit here with something too? One of the things that you said, kind of, it was like a flag going up for me, was that you didn't see anyone else in the picture, so it sounded like you were sort of staying with him for now because there wasn't anyone else there. But my suggestion is that that can also put off people knowing that you are involved with someone else. That maybe it's for you to, once you've decided that this is you just can't do this, is to let it go, you know, with love and all that, but send that relationship away and spend some time, you know, just by yourself. It'll also strengthen you, and also more potentials can come into the picture. And I think, too, that you probably have found that other than this real big problem that he has, he is someone, his traits are what you would want to pick normally in someone. So you are getting closer to what you're wanting. It's just that he has this fatal flaw that is this just not going to work for you. And, you know, it just will cause nothing but misery if you stay with it because of his other good qualities. But you did draw someone that's much nicer and gentler and better, you know, better for you. And that's going to happen again. You're getting closer and closer to finding that perfect person for you. Not perfect, but a perfect one for you. And to get that in there, you've definitely got to release the older, and, you know, it may take few weeks, months, sometimes years, but it's my suggestion to being able to pull in the right person for you is to allow that one to go and, you know, heal from that and come out of it stronger, knowing you know, there's a lot I like here, and being very clear about what you're wanting in someone.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. That's just my two cents. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And remember, you're worth it.
Well, she's already definitely, I love it that she's standing up for herself saying, you know, as much as I love him,
too.
I can't do this. And that is, that takes a lot of strength. People don't, a lot of
it
people don't do it. They never do it.
Yeah.
But just think what she's going to pull in.
I know.
You know, once she decides this is not, I'm worth more than that, she'll get somebody that's good for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Anna, well, we've got, I've got to get three more in the next 20 minutes, so
we've
got to let
you
know, but definitely best of luck on everything, and keep us updated, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
I'll
Hannah.
Put you back
Good
on
luck,
you.
Honey.
Take care. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, no, I can feel for her. What happened to... There it is. Lost a phone number here. 347, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, New York's getting represented tonight here, two in a row.
Yeah.
So, and New Jersey, that's close.
I missed her name. Is it Ginny? Ginny?
Tanika?
Oh, no. Tanika, yeah.
Oh, Tanika, I'm sorry. Gosh, how did I get Ginny out of that? Okay.
It's hard to hear names on the phone. I mean, you should see some of the ones I come up with that aren't anywhere near.
Yeah.
It's Tanika with an N, not an M, I guess. Anyway, do you have a question for her, or do you want to see what just comes?
I have a question. I would like a love reading from her about me and someone I really miss and love and care about. And his birthday is June 11th, 1983. Just wanted
coming
to see what she gets.
Yeah, you want a reading for about somebody? About a person you're in a relationship with? Is that...
We're not in a relationship, but I do love and miss them. We were in a relationship.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what the cards have to say.
All right.
Okay, the color is Lyme Challenged. With the appearance of Lyme Challenged, you could be feeling envy, jealousy, bitterness, or you could be experiencing unforgiving judgment about a person or situation. Or there could be a problem with being inflexible about a person or situation, and Challenged Lyme is appearing to you today in order to get your attention. Holding on to any of these emotions takes a toll on you, so let them go. To relax these issues and counteract these challenges, use magenta. To that end, wear magenta t-shirts or wrap up in a magenta robe. Eat deep pink foods like watermelon, cherries, and rhubarb. Stones are carnelian or green calcite. Oils are garlic or myrrh. The affirmation is, I am flexible in my thoughts and actions and release negative emotions with ease. All right, and now this other deck. Trust. Today I remember that to trust myself is to trust the divine of my heart. The more I allow this eternal truth to flow within, the more I set myself free. I know my human experience is based on trust. As I surrender, trust, and know I am held by God, the more magnificent my experience is. Fully trusting allows for life's greatest miracles to come to me each day. As I trust more, I surrender and let go of trying to control life. I know in this moment I am experiencing the unfolding of the perfection of my life. This level of trust allows me my greatest gift, which is peace of mind. Okay. Now this card, on the color side, it's a blue card. It's beautiful blue of peace. And the mandala on it is, it looks like the tree, a tree, and then the roots. And going right in between the tree and the roots is a rainbow. And then floating around the tree are these little hearts. And I don't know how to describe this, but it's like a red flame almost that comes up from the roots up into the tree. So I would interpret this card as maybe the possibility of a relationship or love coming into your life. And it's this, the mandala is so beautiful and so powerful and so full of promise that, and I'm looking again at the other, at the message side, which is all about trust. So I think you just are in a place where you're being asked to trust that life's greatest miracles will come to you. And that, is this a person that you might have a possible chance with?
Well, I hope so. Again, we were really in love. We were together a year, and I just never forgot him. I mean, it's been 2 years, and I've been trying to date, but I stopped dating because it just didn't feel right. I did try, but it just feels like, I don't know, like we have unfinished business, or he's the one, you know, like, it just feels like something is supposed to still occur, or like he's going to come back or something, or like we're going to see each other again.
Well, you know, the cards are saying, the one card is calling you to wear magenta, which is about female issues around love. And so it's calling you to work with magenta and to release any kind of, any kind of judgment or inflexibility or anything like that that card talked about. And then this other card is talking about trusting. So I think what you're being told is to trust that you're being taken care of, and then to work with this magenta, which is the higher form of love. You know, we have pink, which is about love, but also there, magenta is about, it's sort of almost a divine sort of love. So I think if you surround yourself with that color at this point in time, and then also trust that you're being taken care of and that things are coming to you, and try not to control or to focus on that particular person, but just know that you're being taken care of. And this card definitely shows me that there's love in your future, and strong love, and grounded love, and magical love, because there's this beautiful rainbow. So I try to trust that that something is coming your way, whether it's with him or with another being, that remains to be seen. But, you know, how does that sound to you?
It sounds okay. I just was wondering if it showed like any sort of connection with me and him still, but I understand what you're saying too.
I think there's some healing that needs to happen within you before anything can really manifest as far as a relationship. And it has to do with the color magenta. So work with the color magenta for a while and just see if things don't shift for you. And listen to your intuition, because it's there to talk to you and to, it won't lead you astray. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Danny W. Good luck on that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next time. You take care. Do you want me to put you for just not much left of the show? Should I put you back on mute?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you, Tamika. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Let me just double check on this one. Make sure. Okay. 312, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. And I also
hi, Karen.
Have a little question. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. I like a gentleman, and we're not in a relationship, but we used to work together, and we sort of started seeing each other, and we really like each other, and I'm just kind of seeing what you see around me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're getting all these challenge cards. This is blue challenge. Blue is also a color of isolation and loneliness, of feeling blue and being depressed. If blue has come your way today, it may be saying that blue is out of balance. And,
okay.
And hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, okay. And it's saying that blue is out of balance and has moved into the challenging aspects of feeling alone. Or it could be saying that you are out of sync with your truth, which in turn causes one to feel out of balance and uneasy. Use its opposite, orange, to regain balance. Eat oranges, wear orange, sleep in orange sheets. Stones are cabensite or blue aventurine. Oils are nutmeg or ginger. The affirmation is, we are all connected in joy and peace. Now let's go to this other deck and see what its wisdom has for you. Okay. Play. Today I open myself up to my free-spirited inner child who wants to play. I give myself permission and allow myself to be immersed in the present moment, where like a child, I see planet Earth as an epic playground, all here for my pleasure. I enjoy and uncover in each moment the delicious freedom that is unleashed within me to allow me to play and frolic and enjoy God's blessings. And this, the other side of the card is, it's a kind of a turquoise background, which is can be about play, and then it has all these little bubbles on it that are in green, purple, magenta, lime, green, purple. Oh, I always said that. And then kind of a dark blue. So it's very effervescent and lots of fun.
Uh-huh.
But then we have this blue challenge card. Are you feeling out of balance in any way?
Right now, yes. Yes, I have a career. Actually, I have a career problem. So, yeah, that's probably what's throwing me off balance. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's probably what that is.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. And then this play card comes in because the cards to me don't seem to be relating too much. But I think the play card seems to relate to the blue challenge card seems to relate to your life, and the play card seems to be relating to your relationship. So is this a person that you really enjoy being around and can have fun with?
Oh, yes, yes. We laugh. Oh, my God, we laugh so much, and we just have, you know, we just crack up. We just have just a lot of humor and just so much fun. We go places and just so much fun.
That's neat. Yeah, that seems to be what this card is about. Just, I like what this card is.
We just lost Karen.
the
call got dropped.
Well, let me just say something for the archives in case she listens. And I like what this card says about I see planet Earth as an epic playground, all here for my pleasure. And, you know, Karen, if you're listening, I think that speaks about your relationship there thoroughly. So,
wow, that
I'm
was
sorry
interesting.
We lost her. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's she'll get it on the archive and everything. So
yeah.
Let's go
yeah.
to 352. You're on the air. You squeezed in here. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Nicole, and I'm calling from Florida.
Nicole from Florida. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a question or just want to see what comes?
I just to see. I don't have a particular question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Samantha.
Oh, my goodness. You got the rainbow card. All right. Rainbow is all the colors in equal amounts. So it's a great affirmation that right now your life is in balance and all is flowing as it should be. The colors are all present to support and nurture you. Enjoy this special gift of wholeness. Allow all the colors to dance in your life through your clothing, food, jewelry, accessories, scented items, and home furnishings. Stones are magnetite or lilac lepidolite. Oils are gardenia or angelica. The affirmation is, I am complete, whole, and perfect, just as I am. All is well. The yellow card also fell out, so I'm going to read that. Yellow is happy and brings us clarity or focus. It helps us assimilate knowledge, experiences, and food. Yellow has appeared today to give you clarity, courage, focus, and to help you assimilate something. Or perhaps it is here just to cheer you up or make you feel cozy, warm, and safe. Wear a yellow slicker, eat yellow squash, drink your water with lemons added. Stones are yellow, topaz, or citrine. Use lemon or coriander oils. The affirmation is, I understand, I focus, and I assimilate easily and effortlessly. Well, those are two good cards.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot lately, and I recently just lost my father that I was really close to, I've been grieving really, really hard about it, actually. And I'm going up in a few weeks to go bury him up in Maine. So,
when people cross over like that, they often say that they cross a rainbow bridge. And perhaps that's
yeah.
why the rainbow showed up for you, is to reassure you that your father has crossed over the rainbow, and that
right.
he's in a good place. And the yellow is here to cheer you up.
Right. I understood that part. It kind of made sense when you were talking about that part. Mm-hmm.
And the other card from Messages of Truth, Nicole, is faith. So it says, today I allow faith to guide my life. I know that everything is happening because I need it to happen for my soul's journey in this lifetime. I look at the divine perfection of my life, and I deepen my faith by remembering that in this moment I am safe and held by God. I have faith and trust that each experience is a blessing, and I welcome the challenges because I have faith that the outcome is in divine perfection. As I live in faith, I can let go and surrender to the divine and trust the lightness of being I will embody. It's a beautiful message for you.
Thank you.
And the image side of the card is the infinity symbol that is on a blue background, and the blue is all about peace, heaven, you know, then this infinity symbol. I'd say you got a huge confirmation from your dad that he's fine and that he wants you to be happy.
Yeah, I've been looking at
those
lockets that hold ashes in them. And the infinity symbol is one of the symbols I've been looking at for the charm.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Talk about validation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know how tough a time this is for you, Nicole, having lost
yeah.
my parents, too, a number of years ago, but they were way young when they went. I'm older than they are now. It's tough. you know, it's a tough time to go through. But, you know, he's they always say he's in a better place or they're in a better place. Well, it's really true. They are, you know, but the thing is they don't forget us. And they, you know, he has obviously sent a message to you. And so, you know, condolences to you, my dear, but, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to be okay.
Thank you. And, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck on
it.
Your trip up to Maine. And, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, we love having you call into the show. And, you know, let us know, you know, call in again and let us know how it went. And,
okay. Sounds good.
Know, future week. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
sweetie. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute here. And we've already gone over, but I just want to say real quick that she's at www.lifepotentials.net. And please visit her website. It's incredible, Diantha Harris. You know what? Since we're over, can I have one real quick?
Sure.
We did get everybody on the switchboard, though.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good.
I feel good about that. Yeah. So let's see what comes up. Oh, you got pink. Pink is the color of unconditional love we associate with nurturing mother energies in its highest form. It has appeared to you today to remind you of how truly loved you are. Pink also helps us appreciate beauty, both inner and outer, and is a great color to use in color breathing for inner health and outer beauty. Wear a soft pink scarf, eat pink foods, put a vase of pink flowers on your desk or by your bed. Stones are rose quartz or rhodonite, and oils are ylang ylang or rose otto. The affirmation is, I open to unconditional love from all light-filled sources. Ooh, love
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. At least it's not a challenge card.
Exactly. Okay. And then your messages of truth card is rebirth.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Indeed. I'm looking at the color side, and it's, again, all the colors of the rainbow with a big heart in the middle.
Aww.
Wow. That's so cool. And that's pink. And the heart is pink. Okay, rebirth. I am born again into my true self. With my rebirth, I come into being the fullest expression of who I am. I transform myself from my cocoon into a butterfly. I shed the past and I set myself free from self-enclosed bondages of judgment and self-criticism, and I step fully into my power. Glorious, beautiful, and renewed, I know I am worthy of love because I am love. I am all-powerful in my new incarnation, so I no longer need to source love from outside of me. I am love. I am in the embodiment of the divine in human form, and I welcome myself now to my new life. Holy cow.
Wow.
That is beautiful.
So any thoughts?
Well, I think you are love. You are just, you know, the way you are in life and the way you teach and the way you, you know, your entire being is really about helping others. And it sounds to me as if you've entered another phase. You've already entered it. And
mm-hmm.
you're not on the edge of it, but you're in it. And
yeah.
And you're overcoming something that has burdened you for a while. Some
mm-hmm.
kind of old stuff. And you're setting yourself free from self-enclosed bondages. So I think you've entered a new phase. So
yeah, I think so too. I think it really hit during this last astrological configuration of the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they've been rough.
Yeah.
But I do feel like coming out of it, you know, I'm coming out of that. So that's probably part of the rebirth thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, looks really good, though, and all the pink there, that's really cool. I like that.
Know.
All the rainbow colors. I know. I was hoping we'd get the rainbow. Wow.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, this really fit. It totally
fit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you. I just could not get one. I was like, oh, I know we're over
a
little bit, but I hope that's okay. And we always, but frequently we're running over. The great thing is I can, and no one's going to do anything and blog about it. So,
yeah.
I get up to 2 hours. You know, this is only an hour and a half show, so I get up to 2 hours on one program. So anyway, well, you know, I'm so glad to have you back. And, you know, again,
always
don't
a joy.
Be a stranger.
Always a joy.
You know, we'll have to have you on this summer again. And everyone, please see about getting her book, Simply Color. And it's Simply Color for Everyday Living. And this is the one that's the second printing, because the first one is Simply Color as well. But this one has a new cover. It's all the different of us 15 professionals who use color every day that we're, you know, we're writing about color in it, and, you know, it's just a beautiful work of art. And so do check out her book through her website there, and because she doesn't have it on Amazon and stuff, you have to go get it through her. And should I give out your phone number, not the one you're calling on, but the one from the site, the 231?
Yeah, 231-633.
5433. Sorry.
Yeah, 5433. That's right. 231.
So 231-633-5433. So call her there.
Yeah,
she has classes and all kinds of goodies like the rainbow spray and other things. And so do check her out. And I want to thank the chat room for coming in. I already signed out there because they stopped hearing once we officially go off. But everybody else can still hear on the switchboard and through the computer and, of course, on the archives. So I want to thank all of you for coming to the show. And I currently don't have a schedule for next Monday, which is Memorial Day, and I'm thinking of maybe taking it off. So do look to see if I am going to be on. I'm probably not. So, but check just to be sure. And if not, I would see you in 2 weeks then. So I want to just wish everyone a wonderful week. And, again, if I'm not there for Memorial Day, it's a three-day weekend that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And much love to everyone. And
Yes, much love to everybody. Okay.
Thanks, Diantha.
All right,
namaste,
thank you.
Namaste, everyone. Listen to the outro if you want to get a hold of me. It's got all my details there. All right. Take care, everyone.
Good night.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has 3 fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.